not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Wednesday, April 18th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Normally, I make announcements at this particular juncture before the break, but we're in a bit of a crisis mode here. A lot of you recall last week I read H.R. 808, introduced by Dennis Kucinich in the House, about a new cabinet that they're proposing for the other 10 cabinets the government has. That's not what we're going to talk about today. I've got my guest, Ted Pike. He is in crisis mode going on radio stations across the country because it looks like they're getting ready to vote on a particular hate crimes bill, and I wanted to bring Ted up immediately to explain it to you. I'll make some announcements after that. I've only got Ted for a half an hour today, so without further ado, I'm going to bring Ted up. Ted, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, buddy. All right, let's get into this. I got an email from you, Ted. I know that there was a shooting day before yesterday, and the 30 people shot at the Virginia Tech University, and this is a timely coincidence for them to just push forward on this hate crimes legislation and also assault weapons bans. But get into what's going on with us on this hate crimes bill, Ted.
Yes, as many of our listeners know, we have been fighting the federal hate bill since the first of the year, and the Congress has been on recess for the last several weeks, but it came back last Thursday, and the Senate actually introduced the federal hate bill into the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, they haven't actually held hearings yet on the hate bill but they could immediately next week. Now, the ominous news also is that the House of Representatives in the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime did hold a hearing yesterday, and they discussed this bill, and I was just on Janet Folger's program with a legal firm who did testify against the hate bill. They did find the committee hostile. The general feeling was very skeptical and hostile, making the case, the committee made the case that this is only wanting to end violent hate crimes in the states, will never affect free speech, and so on. Mm-hmm. But the word is out of, I believe, that committee that they are hoping to have this bill on the floor of the House next week, toward the end of next week. So they are really fast-tracking this legislation. Also, the same is basically the same legislation, as I mentioned, is now in the Senate Judiciary Committee. They can go forward almost as quickly, perhaps even getting a vote in the Senate next week. So this is a double-pronged attack, moving the both hate bills forward very rapidly. And I'm on five talk shows today. I'll be on with John Stadmiller and others this afternoon, in which I will be calling the American people to rise up now as never before in protest, primarily to your House member from your district and to your senator from your district. And we'll give those phone numbers to get in touch with them in Congress.
Okay. Tell me, in your opinion, Ted, do you think that this tragic shooting day before yesterday of those people in Virginia have, enhanced this at all? Well, I'll tell you what, we've got to take a break. Hang with me, Ted. We'll be back after the break, and we've got a long segment coming up, okay? This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock at republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave, CN3. Stick with us.
Hey. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. All right, we're back with my special guest, Ted Pike, on The American Awakening. And Ted, I was going to ask you a quick question before the break. In your opinion, do you think that, was this proceeding at this rate anyway, or was there, you know, the effects of the shooting day before yesterday, did that have anything to do with motivating them to move on it quicker?
I have no way of really proving that. All I know is that this shooting could not have come at a worse time. It does strengthen their argument that there's an epidemic of hate and violence in America, demanding a much more intimate involvement of the federal government in local law enforcement, overseeing and adjudicating on the local level. So, of course, I don't see any real hate crime here in the sense of a bias crime against people because of their gender, race, etc. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't keep them from putting a spin on it and using that as evidence that we have a real problem with violence and hate in America. We need a big federal hate crimes bureaucracy now in order to keep it under control.
Right. And as we know, there are three bills right now currently circulating in Congress. And this specific one that we're talking about that's in the Senate is the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act. Yes.
Yes, that's S-1105.
Okay.
And I'm encouraging people to give special emphasis today to call your member of the Senate. If you can't do anything else, call your member of the Senate. And here's the toll-free number to your member of the Senate. It's 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your member of the Senate, 877-851-6437. 6437. And there's a toll number in case that doesn't work or is jammed. It's 202-224-3121. Again, that toll number to Congress is 202-224-3121. Even if you don't know your member of Congress in the House or Senate, just call that number and say, well, I want to talk to my member of the House or member of the Senate. They'll ask you for your zip code number, and in a second or two, you'll be there at their office. And just say, please, please don't vote for any kind of hate crimes legislation. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and European countries.
In your estimation, now, you know, for all the listeners out there, really at this particular juncture with where this is at in the Senate and so forth, we're really approaching crisis mode here, are we not?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I knew that the strategy would be to move the Conyers bill, that is the hate crimes bill, in the House Judiciary Committee very quickly, and that scenario is being confirmed here. They as I say, the report from an expert witness who testified in the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime yesterday said he encountered a hostile committee. And, of course, we have been blitzing that committee and many other members of the House with our brochures and calls and so on. But it reminds us we have a tremendously uphill fight. And Pelosi could bring that hate bill to the floor of the House, as I said, even by the latter part of next week.
Mm-hmm. So theoretically, if the worst case scenario happened and we don't get up off our backsides and start calling in and demanding that they not vote in favor of this, I mean, we could be looking at this by the end of the month, I would suppose.
Oh, absolutely. We could look at this coming to the president's desk very soon. And again, we have no assurances that George Bush will veto it. Our born-again Christian president has given no assurances to the right here in America that he will veto this legislation. So it's really up to the American people and lovers of freedom now to literally explode in anger. I'm not saying be abusive to the people in Congress, but you let them know today, literally, this is after this program or after John's program. Actually, it would be better just immediately after this program to call, make those calls to your House member and member of the Senate from your district. We have to have a let them know in no uncertain terms that they're not getting elected next time if they vote for this bill. Yes, they're under pressure by groups such as the homosexual lobby and the ADL to pass this bill, but you also have clout with your elected representatives from your district.
Mm-hmm. It's time for all of us to get up off our backsides and get this done and to call in and, as Ted said, do not vote for this or they're not going to be in office next time. Now, for the listeners, Ted, if you would, I'd like for you to refresh some memories and give them a quick overview of exactly what the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act is and what they're looking at if they don't get up and attempt to do something about this.
All right. This bill will take us directly into a justice system like they have in Canada. It's a bias oriented justice system in which the criteria of a crime is not whether you have done physical demonstrable damage to another person or their property. Rather, the criteria of a crime is whether you are biased against a member of a federally protected group, particularly Jews and homosexuals and so on, and you have expressed words that hurt that person. And as I said earlier, this bill, the H.R. 1592, now in the Senate Judiciary, ostensibly, on the surface, it says, oh, we just want to end violent hate crimes, physical hate crimes in the states. But what happens is when you vote this kind of legislation in, then it's turned over to federal and local judges to make law from the bench. And inevitably, as happened in Canada, these liberal judges extend the boundaries of hate crime jurisdiction, and they don't just protect homosexuals from physical violence that's motivated by bias. They protect them also from words that hurt. That is verbal violence, you see. And so very quickly this legislation always broadens out to become a speech crime bill rather than dealing just with physical violence.
And it looks like it can be, I mean, we're looking at the selective enforcement, too. I mean, if for some reason, you know, if this bill were to pass, and hopefully, you know, Lord forbid it does, but if it were to get passed, I mean, this would really give a judge all the leeway he wants to pass judgment against somebody based upon his own biases.
That's right. You see, this legislation is a brand new legal system for America. We've enjoyed the traditional English law, you know, for 500 years or so, but this is a brand new bias motivation justice system that runs parallel to our English law as it does in Canada. So up there, the only criteria of whether a hate crime has been committed is whether the members of a specially federally protected group feel that their feelings have been hurt or they've been held up for derision or contempt. And, of course, the Holy Bible does that. It calls homosexuality an abomination, you see. That's considered words that hurt. That's considered hate speech automatically. And so those Christians who hold to that biblical standard automatically become haters and potential hate criminals.
Mm-hmm. It looks like, folks, we're being hit from all angles here. They've got this that has been introduced into the Senate judiciary. We've got the assault ban that was introduced in February that is probably going to rear its ugly head, and I'm predicting it's going to be within the next week or so over this shooting. They're coming at us from all sides here. Now, I'll tell you what, I didn't even put out a number for calls, but our lines are loading up. Ted, do you want to take a couple of calls?
Yeah, we sure can.
Okay, let's go to Dean in Florida. Dean, you're on with Ted, Pike, and Michael.
Hi, just more of a statement. A great program. A lot of people understand what I'm saying on Friday when you have Alan Watt on. So it's this very reason, because we're being hit from so many sides, where people need to step back and do what the gentleman, you know, says, as far as calling your member of Congress, what have you. But the problem is not with the members of Congress or other people. What we have to do is deal with ourselves, in the sense of realize we're individuals and make a stand in our own personal lives and be awake and definitely do what the gentleman is saying. You want to be active. But in the end, because it's such a massive situation that's actually mind-boggling, it's going to come down to the individual person and the choice they make. And the only way in the end we'll be able to fight back is through each individual saying this far and no farther. And once again, when Alan Watt comes on Friday, you'll begin to understand why dealing with the Senate is a tantamount to dealing with, you know, it's insanity, because they're only shills for the elite. But I don't want to be defeatist, so that's why I'm saying do what the gentleman says. But in the end, understand who you are as an individual.
Okay, get your own house in order, per se. You want to comment on that, Ted?
Well, the truth is that in the Senate, the forces who want the hate bill actually have a very slim majority. See, it takes...
You're not understanding. You let me talk, so I'm going to shut up.
It takes 60 members of the Senate in order to pass the hate bill. And the rumors I have is they have about 60 or 61. Now, if we flood the members of the Senate very quickly, and I should mention that we have all 100 members of the U.S. Senate posted at my website, which is www.truthtellers.org. You come to truthtellers.org, you can get the list there. It's very handy. And just start calling this afternoon. Maybe spend a couple hours. Call every member of the Senate and protest any kind of hate crimes legislation there. Now, the fact is that in order to get 60 members of the Senate, obviously they've got to get about 10 Republicans to come over to their side. Well, it could well be that if we avalanche the Senate today and tomorrow, maybe even only one or two of those Republicans will come back over to our side, and then the hate bill can't be passed. Mm-hmm. Literally, the hate bill will be destroyed this year in the Senate and in the House if we can just get a couple Republicans to come over and see reality.
All right. Listen, we don't have much time. Dean, I really appreciate your input, and thank you for the call. I've only got a few more minutes with Ted. I've got another caller, Michael from New York. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, guys, thank you. Ted, God bless you for all your efforts. You definitely are leading the charge on this. Let's not forget the attempt about 2 years ago with those two guys in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, where, just like you said, it was a verbal violence on a gay parade, and the federal judge tried to give them 40 years in jail. I mean, people, this is what we're dealing with.
Okay, Michael, I'll hold you over real quick. I've only got a few minutes left with Ted. I got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Ted Pike. We'll see you in three. RepublicBroadcasting.org.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you get the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas. And we have my special guest, Ted Pike, only for a few more minutes. We have Michael from Florida. Michael, a quick closing thought, and then I want to get a closing statement, because we're in crisis mode here on this issue. Go ahead, Michael.
Thank you. Yes, so those two guys, all they were doing was just praying for these homosexuals. They're in the parade, and they got arrested, facing 40 years in jail. I mean, and then also in Canada, where it's passed, the people, it's like Nazi Germany or Communist Russia, they don't even talk out in public, all now very timid, intimidated by saying anything, because you could get arrested for anything. I'm going to tell my representatives that anybody voting for this are pro-communist, and this is also pro-UN agenda. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Michael. You know, he's right, Ted. This is going, if this passes, this is going to cause any intelligent thinking individual to be inhibited about anything that he says in public for fear that somebody may overhear him.
Well, absolutely, and it's going to end alternative talk radio. You're going to be out of a job, Michael, in short order. You can talk about sports or gardening or something, but you're not going to be able to talk about controversial subjects or be critical of federally protected groups. So this is really a watershed moment in the history of our republic today. We've got to have those calls going in to your member of the House, your member of the Senate. If you want to do more, come to truthtellers.org. We have 100 members of the Senate there. We need to blitz them today with calls against the hate bill. But things are moving ahead very rapidly. And I just want to tell people to get in touch with local talk show hosts, your pastor, your church, any organizations that can sound the alarm, post my articles on the internet. We really need to cause a tsunami, a wave, a powerful wave of national opposition right now to be going into Congress.
And folks, this is crisis mode. If you were ever going to do anything, now is the time. You don't even have to get up out of your seat. Just reach over to your phone and start dialing. If you want to continue to listen to programs like this and other great programs that are on the RBN network, you better start now, because like Ted says, okay, if they pass this, it's the beginning of the end. It'll be over, not only for free speech in America, but for free speech on these networks. Okay. Any closing thoughts before we end, Ted?
Yes, we also have a very powerful flyer at truthtellers.org against the hate bill. Come to Truth Tellers, print out that flyer, send it to your members of the House and Senate. Especially also to their 8 to 10 very influential legislative aides. This flyer shows what's happening in Canada and the rest of the world and has powerful arguments against the hate bill. So truthtellers.org is the place to come for resource materials, but it's up to you now to take action right now. Tomorrow, next week, maybe too late.
Exactly right. Ted, listen, I want to thank you so much. I know you're busy. You're making the circuit all over the airwaves right now, and I commend you. I praise God. I bless you, sir. You have done a fantastic job. I've been down the rabbit hole on Reverend Ted Pike, and I'm telling you, this gentleman, by his efforts, and we all can do the same thing, have been fighting this battle and stopping it since way back in, 1998, I believe.
That's right.
And he's done an excellent job, and it's time for us to get up off of our duffs or reach over to your phone and help this man get it done. And it's not just for him. It's for the sake of all of us and this network, folks. Ted, I want to thank you so much for coming on. And I also want to mention to people that if you want to catch up with it again with Ted, he's going to be on the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmiller here just, I believe it's what?
A half an hour from now, I'll be on with John Stadtmiller for an hour.
Well, it'll be a little more than a half an hour. It'll be an hour and a half, because I'm still on in a half hour.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, you can catch him again on the National Intel Report. And Ted, I want to thank you again for coming on, okay? And good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. There goes Ted Pike. And I'll tell you, I have to commend this guy, because I went and did a lot of research on this guy. I've gone back and I've seen his work. I've seen his videos. I've read his articles. And that's just a prime example of how one man can do something if he puts his mind to it. And I commend him. Okay, he's just a bundle of energy. And he has accomplished things that, I mean, it just literally shocks the heck out of me, folks. But it's time for us to do the same. As I said, if you want to continue to listen to programs such as this and other programs that are going to tell you the truth about what's going on out there and not get your parade rained on by these government shills like Hannity Combs and Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh, then you need to take action and you need to do it now. This is as important as the truck outs, as important as the North American Union. We need to get this done, folks, okay? The time is now. If we don't do it now, we may never have the opportunity again. Okay. I'm going to switch gears, and I've got a break coming up. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to take a few minutes out, and I'm going to talk a little bit. I watched this clip of George Bush when he was making a speech at Virginia Tech over these shootings. And after the break, I'm going to play this clip for you, and then I'm going to make a few comments on it. I'm going to go into an article about it and comment on it. I'll open up the phone lines as well if you want to call in with your thoughts, your views, or questions. So that'll be coming up after the break. This speech that George Bush made, I don't know how many of you caught it, at Virginia Tech University. This guy, folks, it just never ceases to amaze me what kind of
Well, what kind of garbage can come out of his mouth? What kind of insincere lies can come out of this man's mouth? And the fact that he's the president just nauseates me. And the fact that they haven't done anything about it nauseates me even further. We're going to a break. When we get back, I'll play this clip for you, make some comments on it. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, hopefully for a long time to come. And 12180 shortwave, stick with me. I'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas, for the next hour and a half. And I want, before I get off on this George Bush clip, I wanted to mention one more time the urgency of this, folks. Really, if you do nothing else, just get on the phone and call your congressman, call a senator, and tell him do not vote for that hate crimes bill. As I said, if you value listening to RBN, if you value hearing the truth as opposed to this propagandic garbage that they keep spewing forth on mainstream media, you need to take some initiative and get this done to continue to allow us to bring forth the message to you. Okay, with that, I'm going to shift gears here. Now, as a lot of you out there know, I don't own a TV. I threw my TV out about, 6 months ago or so. because I got sick to death of listening to the garbage and the propaganda that was spewed forth by these government shills, such as O'Reilly and so forth. The only thing I miss about my TV is watching a baseball game now and then, or maybe football if it's football season. But as you know, I commented yesterday about this tragic shooting at Virginia Tech University, and for those of you who listened to my show yesterday, you pretty much know my views on it. It reeks to high heaven, as I took you down the memory hole on a number of other coincidental terrorist attacks, such as 9/11 and such as the Oklahoma City bombing. And as I said, coincidentally, there always seemed to be legislation that was laying dormant or that was to be passed shortly thereafter. And it's the same thing with this. I smell a major rat here. But before I go into that in any more detail, I want to play this clip for those of you who missed it and then make some comments on this speech that George Bush made at Virginia Tech University yesterday. So without any further hesitation, let me play this clip, and then I'm going to make some comments on it. So, Manny, go ahead and turn that up. Okay. Let's see if I can get it to play here. Oh.
Students and faculty and staff and grieving family members and members of this really extraordinary place. Laura and I have come to Blacksburg today with hearts full of sorrow. This is a day of mourning for the Virginia Tech community, and it is a day of sadness for our entire nation. We've come to express our sympathy. In this time of anguish, I hope you know that people all over this country are thinking about you and asking God to provide comfort for all who have been affected. Yesterday began like any other day. Students woke up and they grabbed their backpacks and they headed for class. And soon the day took a dark turn, with students and faculty barricading themselves in classrooms and dormitories, confused, terrified, and deeply worried. By the end of the morning, it was the worst day of violence on a college campus in American history. And for many of you here today, it was the worst day of your lives. It's impossible to make sense of such violence and suffering. Those whose lives were taken did nothing to deserve their fate. They were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now they're gone, and they leave behind grieving families and grieving classmates and a grieving nation. In such times as this, we look for sources of strength to sustain us. And in this moment of loss, you're finding these sources everywhere around you. These sources of strength are in this community, this college community. You have a compassionate and resilient community here at Virginia Tech. Even as yesterday's events were still unfolding, members of this community found each other. You came together in dorm rooms and dining halls and on blogs. One recent graduate wrote this: "I don't know most of you guys, but we're all Hokies, which means we're family. To all of you who are okay, I'm happy for that. For those of you who are in pain or have lost someone close to you, I'm sure you can call on any one of us and have help anytime you need. These sources of strength are with your loved ones. For many of you, your first instinct was to call home and let your moms and dads know that you were okay. Others took on the terrible duty of calling the relatives or a classmate or a colleague who had been wounded or lost. I know many of you feel awfully far away from people you lean on, people you count on during difficult times. But as a dad, I can assure you, a parent's love is never far from their child's heart. And as you draw closer to your own families in the coming days, I ask you to reach out to those who ache for sons and daughters who will never come home. These sources of strength are also in the faith that sustains so many of us. Across the town of Blacksburg and in towns all across America, houses of worship from every faith have opened their doors and have lifted you up in prayer. People who have never met you are praying for you. They're praying for your friends who have fallen and who are injured. There's a power in these prayers, real power. In times like this, we can find comfort in the grace and guidance of a loving God. As the scriptures tells us, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And on this terrible day of mourning, it's hard to imagine that a time will come when life at Virginia Tech will return to normal, but such a day will come. And when it does, you will always remember the friends and teachers who were lost yesterday, and the time you shared with them, and the lives that they hope to lead. May God bless you. May God bless and keep the souls of the lost. And may His love touch all those who suffer in grief.
Okay. For many of you, you may have seen that on CNN or on MSNBC or one of the mainstream stations. All I can do over the airwaves here, obviously, is play the voice. But as I sat and played this, I watched him, and I have a few comments to make about this speech, which is it's really interesting to me, folks, and I'll tell you why. You know, if you've ever lost a loved one, and I have, I've lost my parents. They both passed away. And if you really are heartfelt about the sorrow and have a genuine sadness within you, my first question would be, why would you have to get up in front of a podium and read something that is scripted and obviously written by somebody else? A script that you had to refer to and read more than you would even address the audience with your eye contact. That would be my first thing, my first question. I mean, if anybody's lost a loved one, if they've ever attended a funeral, if they've ever been asked to speak at a funeral, if it's, you know, somebody that they know and loved, they don't need to have it scripted. George Bush, I've never seen him get up in front of a podium and say anything off the top of his head. It's always scripted. But let me continue. He makes statements like hearts of sorrow. We all, him and Laura came down because they have hearts of sorrow. Well, that's true. And I'll tell you what, this is tragic, folks. What happened is a tragedy, but you also know how I feel about what happened. I really smell a rat here as far as who this guy was, and I'm going to get into that after this. But first, when I see this guy get up and say, we have hearts of sorrow, then I have to ask myself, you know, when you say hearts of sorrow, and you say, well, we're sad for a nation because we lost 32 or 33 people, and they were young folks, and they had their life ahead of them, and again, that's a tragedy. But I have to ask you, George, what about the soldiers that are over in Iraq that are dying every day, to the tune of about the same amount per week, if not more, than died in this tragedy? I don't hear you saying anything about them, nor do I see the media showing us, like they did, by the way, back during the Vietnam era. They showed us the body bags. They showed us the coffins coming home, if any of you are old enough to remember. I am. But George Bush made a declaration that he does not want any of that shown on mainstream television.
he can address this issue, this situation with 30 dead from a so-called, you know, psychopath or whatever. But he cannot address the same tragedy of our soldiers and troops that are coming home. The nation is affected. Yeah, you're right. Okay, then, yeah, you're right, George. The nation has been affected. You know, many people have been affected by the soldiers that they've lost, including Cindy Sheehan and many, 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 many other mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, aunts, and uncles who have lost loved ones or who have had their loved ones come back maimed to the tune of, according to our government statistics, a little over 3,200, close to 3,300. According to you know, statistics that I've read, it's more likely to be over 10,000 that are dead, not to mention the wounded. I don't hear you saying too much about them, George. And another comment that you made about these children or these college students didn't deserve their fate, and they happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And you know what? You're right, George. They were in the wrong place, and they didn't deserve their fate. But then on the other hand, neither do our soldiers that are over in Iraq deserve their fate, and they're at the wrong place at the wrong time too, okay? Because you lied us into that war with your WMDs, and you've got them in the wrong place at the wrong time. And not only that, George, but you don't stop there. You've commissioned another 30,000 of these young guys to go over there and possibly give up their lives or their limbs for this war. Actually, it's not a war; it's an occupation. That is by your military's own admission, is unwinnable. So please, sir, do not stand up in front of the cameras and tell me that you have a heart of sorrow and that these people were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Because you, sir, have been responsible for, by your own government's admission, at least 32 to 3,300 of our soldiers' deaths. You have the blood on your hands of better than 700,000 Iraqis that have died since this atrocity was provoked on a sovereign nation of Iraq that did nothing to us, that had no weapons of mass destruction, and were not a threat. So please, sir, do not stand up and tell me that you're full of sorrow, because I will tell you blatantly in your face, you're full of it. But then on the other hand, you know, I don't believe a word he says about anything anyway. Okay, enough for that. That's my opinion of that clip. But I'm going to take a little time now, and I'm going to talk about that the gunman, all right, the guy that carried this out. I talked a little bit about it yesterday, but I pulled another article that I think it's worth going into here, because for those of you who heard my show yesterday, I cited again the coincidences, the anomalies involved in, just like Ted said, okay, couldn't have happened. Couldn't have happened at a better time. And the first thing you think, or at least the first thing I think when something like that happens is, you know what, the government's responsible for this. And that's terrible, isn't it? I mean, that's really pessimistic. But what, by all of the things that I have seen and found that the government has done that they've lied to us about it, I'm sorry, I can't feel any other way. You know, and I'll even give a plug for Alex Jones and Terror Storm. He put that together really well. All right, and he shows you, he takes a timeline down of all these false flag terror events. And it always happens when this government wants to further their agenda by conquering a country or enacting legislation or doing something. Okay, this hate crimes bill that's getting ready to be voted on that I'm talking about. Hey, this could not have fit better into the program. This assault weapons ban that was introduced by Congressman McCarthy on February 17th, that's going to, I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to rear its ugly head. With my prediction, it'll be by next week, or as soon as they get finished with this hate crimes bill. But it's going to come, because it's the excuse they need to grab our guns. Mark my word, it's going to happen. Okay, let me talk about this gunman here. What's some more curiosities about this guy? Now, here's a 23-year-old guy, and you hear these things floating around about, well, he was mad at his girlfriend, and he shot somebody else, and blah, blah, blah. Isn't it funny how this guy can walk into a college dorm and shoot his girlfriend and shoot somebody else and then meander around for a couple of hours and nobody does anything about it. And then, you know, if he's whacked out, okay. Personally, I think he's an MK Ultra suspect. But, you know, why can the guy wander around for 2 hours and nobody does anything about it? Nobody, you know, pursues him. Nobody does anything. Listen, I got a break coming up. I'm going to get into this in a minute, but I got a caller. I didn't put out the phone, but I got Ron from New Jersey on the line. Go ahead, Ron. You got a comment or question?
Yeah, Mike. I've got some information that Blacksburg is an underground lab facility that, and also that VTech participated in the Monarch program, which is a mind control program.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Blacksburg, did you say?
Blacksburg.
Blacksburg, okay.
Yeah, Blacksburg is in the side of a mountain that has an underground facility that's run by NASA, from my understanding.
Okay, where did you come up with this? Where did you find this, Ron?
Gleaning the net.
Okay.
Gleaning the net. I've, you know, come across some stations and people that were saying, actually, one was the one about Blacksburg being a NASA lab was in a book that was written back in 1981, if I'm not mistaken, and I can't remember the name of the author that they said, but that was quite interesting.
You're of the opinion. Well, I'll tell you what, let me hold you over. I'm going to go to a break here, Ron. But obviously, you're of the same opinion I am, and this guy is nothing more than a MK Ultra.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, let me hold you over, and I'll get the rest of your comments after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave, CN3.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We've got a short segment coming up here up until the top of the hour, and I've got calls coming in. I didn't even give out the number, but I got Ron from New Jersey. Go ahead and continue with your thoughts, Ron.
Yeah, I was just saying the Blacksburg Mountain is supposedly there with an underground facility lab, and the lab links to Langley.
Okay.
According to these to this person.
Looks like I'm going to have to go down the rabbit hole on that one then.
I think that, yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Anything else?
Were you going to say something? No. Well, that's basically
The only comment that I have is it reminds me, you know, is every once in a while I get out in my circle, my small circle. You know, sometimes somebody will introduce me to somebody that doesn't know me, and I'll mention something like this, and they'll say, "Well, why is it that you always think the government's behind everything?" And I mean, you know, when you've got the glasses on like you do and I do and most of the patriots out there do. You know, there's nothing that happens that their fingerprints aren't all over, you know? I mean,
well, it's quite peculiar that it seems very similar to New Orleans, the response to me, to the first part of the shootings and then the second part. I mean, you know, a two-hour and 20-minute delay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, what is it?
I know.
Somebody's holding something up.
Yeah, I'm going to get into a few more of the anomalies here after the top of the hour.
Yeah.
But listen, all right, I'm going to let you go. I got a couple more calls here I want to fit in. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate the call, though. John from Michigan, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I heard the gentleman on Alex Jones' show speak about that. It was Kathy O'Brien. She was involved with mind control and wrote a book.
Right, I know who she is.
That's where the information came out. It was suggested that, and I just got part of it because I was away from the radio, but it was suggested that she mentioned Blacksburg, that something big was going to happen, and that one of the professors that was killed had ties to NASA, and they were doing, they had a program there. It was involving mind control, and they want to go back to get it the information, and it's been eliminated off their schedule. So that's where the information came from that I heard.
Okay, now Kathy O'Brien, that's the lady that there's another the fellow that rescued her, right? That's the isn't there somebody? What's that?
Mike Phillips, he was in, I think he goes around with her.
Right, yeah, okay.
And he was involved with some type of program, too.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
So there's a lot of information being sent to Alex's site, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
From students, he has a student on there that's been calling from the school, and he was talking about issues at the tavern that people are really upset that the police were told to hold down by FBI. Until they got there, they were ready to go into the school, and they were told to stand down.
Yeah, so, that's one of the anomalies. I mean, you know, it's the same modus operandi. It happens every time, and that's why I say their fingerprints are all over it. So when people ask me, well, why is it that you think the government's behind everything? I mean, how can you not think that? You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. Anything else, John, before I let you go?
No, but that student will be calling back in Alex's show, and he will be on, I guess, a television program today discussing it, but he says the whole town is aware of Infowars.com and your program too. So,
well, thank you so much. I appreciate the input, and I'll go down the rabbit hole on this one as well, man. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Listen, I've got to go to a break, and then I'm going to go to Don from Ohio right after the top of the hour. So stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, well, on RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with me.
A price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is.
It's true.